Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Election Day. All things election, all afternoon long. I got a very special guest coming up at the top of the hour. You're not going to want to miss it. She is Dr. Kristen Lierley, OBGYN extraordinaire candidate, former candidate for Congress. Can't wait to get her thoughts on this one. Here is the breaking news that I promised to share with you. I'm going to call her a lightning rod for controversy. New GOP House of Representatives member Anna Paulina Luna has introduced a bill requiring a parental leave for members of Congress, not requiring just the leave, but permitting them to vote by proxy, i.e. not be in the physical chamber when they are on parental leave after they or their spouse has a baby. For whatever gosh darn reason that I can't quite figure out, Mike Johnson and the MAGA trolls in Congress are like, this is a terrible idea. Even though a bunch of them themselves have voted by proxy when they needed to, there's been no consistent position from the MAGA party, from the MAGA cult on this. And this bill from, again, GOP Representative Anna Paulina Luna has gotten broad bipartisan support. Speaker Mike Johnson, Donald Trump's henchman in the House, tried to kill it. And Representative Luna went through what is called a discharge petition to force the bill to the floor to get a vote. Most folks think it will pass if it comes to a full vote on the floor of the House of Representatives. Just a few minutes ago, that attempt by Speaker Mike Johnson to kill the discharge petition has failed. That is failed. That means this bill will get a vote in the House. Nine Republicans have broken ranks. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I see the cracks of forming. Let the water rush into them and split the MAGA party wide open. Nine Republicans refuse to line up with Speaker Mike Johnson's anti-family crusade to make it harder for an increasingly diverse membership in Congress to be able to vote by proxy. Here were the nine Republicans breaking with the MAGA cult, voting to permit proxy voting by, in essence, when members of Congress have to take a leave of absence. This is on the House side. The Senate is yet to adopt or consider similar rules. These were the nine Republicans: Luna herself, Burchett, Kiley, LaLotta, Van Drew, Miller, Lawler, Stoib, and McKenzie. Note, not a one of Wisconsin's MAGA contingent in the House of Representatives helping to make our Congress people able to represent us, you know, even if they happen to be parents. Really important stuff going on here. We want to hear from you. 855-752-4842. Ted from Appleton. Good afternoon, sir. What would you like to share this afternoon?
Yeah, well, first of all, I voted last week early. And, of course, I voted for Susan after I met her. And but when I hear the advertisement, the endorsement from you-know-what piece of you-know.
Yes.
Can't the radio station put a disclaimer on what he's saying? Because we are a civil media, and he's not civil at the way he's attacking Susan Crawford.
Yeah, it's a great question, Ted. I'm just going to zoom way out here. One of the things that has been a constant frustration for me as a consumer of media is the inability of interviewers and media writ large to real-time fact check, right? Like, now Republicans will refuse to do debates where they're real-time fact-checked by the debate moderators. That's a gosh darn shame. I don't think there's nearly enough fact-checking that goes on with political advertisements. I get asked every political season, Maggie, how can they lie in these ads and not get sued for false advertising or slander? That's a good gosh darn question. I think most of the time what they do is they cite to quasi-news articles or some other source, which they then, you know, maybe by accident or maybe kind of on purpose, don't themselves fact check as a fig leaf of reasonableness of why they can say the things that they say. This is all part of what I'm going to just term the information sewer. While I was on vacation, I watched a fascinating, though dated, Netflix documentary. And it was called something like How My Dad Got Brainwashed or something like that. And it tracked not just the documentary filmmaker's father's increased consumption of Alex Jones and Rush Limbaugh, and then his exclusive consumption of media through either Fox News, Rush, or Alex Jones, and the fact that it led him to this really angry angry place where he could not have even conversations with members of his family, threw people out of his house. It went through not just him, but a whole gamut of people. Here's the reality. If you only get information from sources that have absolutely no intention to consistently tell you the truth, you are being subjected to brainwashing, to mind manipulation. If you cannot engage in the detailed factual debates on important public policy issues, if the only thing you know is the talking point off of Fox, you have been sold a bill of goods. You are getting conned. We always try to do better here on Civic Media. Got a great guest coming up next. We'll continue this important Election Day discussion in just a few moments. News, weather, and sports are next. Then I'll be joined by Dr. Kristen Lierley to talk about the stakes of this election for our most fundamental freedoms. Join us after the top of the hour. We'll be back in just a moment.